Today I want to talk to you a little bit about how would you like to know that Jesus is praying for you? How many would like to know that Jesus is praying for them? How many people know that if Jesus is praying for you, man, your path has just been smooth? You getting it? If Jesus is praying for you, the mountains are going to come down. The things are going to move out of the way. And your life is going to change and the dynamics in it are going to radically change. If Jesus is praying for you, you no longer have to worry. If Jesus is praying for you, you no longer have to be concerned. Because if Jesus is praying for you, He is preparing your path before you ever get there. You know, I was reading this morning, and I do read the Bible about 2, maybe 3 hours a day, almost every day of my life. Because I have got to have something new for people every day. A lot of preachers, they preach, once or twice a week, maybe 3 times, maybe. But I am so blessed, I get to speak every day. I get to speak into people's lives every day. And if I don't watch it, I can go empty. But the only way I'll go empty, if I don't make sure I'm full. So I make sure every day that I read the Word of God. The Word of God is what will change your life. And as I'm reading the Word of God, I'm like that little kid, that mind I was just telling you about. That every day when I read the Bible, I'm looking for the tricks. A little kid is always looking for tricks. Aren't they? They're always looking for a way, how to. And I'm always looking for the how to and the trick to get to where I want to go. And today I was reading the Word of God. And you know, I've read this maybe 1,000 times. And I've made 3 or 4 Bible studies out of it of different kinds. But this time, I wanted to show you today how you can get yourself into that place where God, Jesus, is praying for you. And God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit just start smoothing your path. I'm here telling you today that God, Jesus, will pray for you and smooth that path. I'm telling you that if you will get yourself into an alignment with Him, that He will take care of everything. Your mountains in your life will come to nothing. They will crumble before your eyes. The people, the things that oppose you will move out of the way. Because God, Jesus, is now praying for you and your path. And if you will get yourself to this place, your life will change. I told you the other day, and I can't say it enough. For the first time since I was 18 years old, I have nothing on my DMV report of any kind. No more flags. You know, the flags that get you thrown up against cars, sit for an hour while they run the rest of your numbers. Praise the Lord. Since I was 18 years old, every time I got stopped for a light that was out on my car, every time I got stopped for just because I looked like a suspicious character, I would spend an hour or 2 hours on a curb, cuffed, sitting there while they ran my numbers and did all those checks. Who did that for me? God did that for me. I'm telling you, God is a path smoother. God is one that'll take the obstacles out of your life. Now I can go into prisons and jails and not worry about staying. See, you gotta understand that this is the things I've been looking for in my life. Now, how many people here have maybe screwed up a little bit in their life? I took it to extremes, if you know what I mean. I really screwed up my life. And you know, it's like I believed the Word when I turned around and it said that your life will be new. And for years I sat there and I thought, I was 35 years old. I mean, I'm never going to be new again. But I'm telling you today that my life is new. That the old things have passed away and the history has gone astray and now everything is new and your life can be new too. And God, Jesus, if you will set yourself in alignment with Him, will pray for you. And if Jesus is praying for you, there is nothing that can stand in your way. How many people believe that? See, a lot of us read this Bible, but we don't read it and listen to it. We just read it. And don't get me wrong, we should read it always, but we should pay attention to what it's saying. These are not just words. This is spiritual life, food that pours into you. These are not just letters on a page. These are promises from the Creator of the heavens and the earth. The one that made everything out of nothing. The one that spoke and things became. The one that created you and everybody and everything you know. And if He says something, you've got to receive it inside your heart as a child with that faith. And when you do, your life will change because you are now receiving the promise and the promise will manifest. Hallelujah. Father, I ask You this morning as I bring this word that God, it be You that brings this word. That God, it not be me, Lord. Let it be that I decrease so that Your Spirit might increase in this place, God. Pour Yourself upon Your people. They are hungry, Lord. And God, I ask this morning that You feed them Your truth in a way that might dynamically change their life. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone said, amen. I want to go to John chapter 14, Gospel of John chapter 14. Now, I want to give you the bad news first, so we can get to the good news. There is a cost in everything we do. Anything worthwhile, there is a cost. There is something that we have got to give. Not salvation. I'm not talking about you getting saved and going to heaven. That's a gift. Amen. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about walking in the glory. I'm talking about getting all the benefits that are in the Bible. I'm talking about you walking with the Lord as one. Amen? I'm not talking about getting saved and getting fire insurance and making sure that you can get in. That's a gift. Jesus hung on the cross so you can get in. I'm not talking about that. That is not the life that I want for myself. I want the victorious life. I want the whole thing. I don't want the little piece. Getting saved is a crumb to me. But it is absolutely wonderful compared to going to hell. Are you getting it? It's absolutely wonderful if you compare going to hell, but if in fact you compare it to what God has planned for you, it is a crumb. You understanding? Because on one side, you need to get saved. I want you to get saved. I want you to do that. You should. But once you get saved, don't get satisfied with crumbs. Right? Don't just be saved, blowing it, beating your head on the wall, being in rebellion, doing those other things, doing what you want to do instead of God wants you to do. Don't be like me. Don't imitate my life. Don't struggle so hard. Embrace it. And get the whole enchilada, the whole meal, the whole marriage supper of the Lamb, the whole victorious life, not just the crumb of the salvation. Now, I'm not downplaying, and I got to be clear on this, I am not downplaying the gift of salvation that God has given us. I don't mean that it isn't the great thing that it is, but I'm here telling you that once you get saved, there is a great and glorious life you can live. But it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you to die to live. It's going to cost you to take and change your value system. It's going to cost you to no longer do what you want to do, but do what God would have you do. Amen. You get it? You see, I'm not talking about salvation. You need to get saved. It's a gift. Praise the Lord. He hung on the cross for you. Shed His blood. And because of His blood, you can get saved. But I'm not talking about that. And when I say it's a crumb, I want you to know that it is not a crumb as far as a gift. I'm just telling you, in comparison to it, everything that God has planned for you, which is huge, it's a small thing. Because the things He really wants to give to you are such great things. His everlasting favor and love. You walking in the gift that He wants to give you. Sometimes God will use anybody. But some people He'll use all the time. What's the difference? The application. Do you want to be somebody that is used once in a while and you write in your diary once a year that He talks to you once? Or do you want to be somebody that He uses every day of your life to do great work? Because now we're talking about the whole thing instead of the part of the thing. Are you going to want to just write in your diary about perhaps, I finally repented of this sin and now I'm down to once a month? Or do you want to write in your diary, I'm free! At last, I'm free! You see, you've got to get to a place where you define your ambitions in life. My ambition is to live the total, burden-free, victorious life that God promised those that will follow Him. You get it? I am not just talking about going to church a couple times a week. I'm talking about me being an active member of the church, which is the body of Christ. I'm talking about walking in the miracles on a daily basis. I'm talking about walking as a supernatural man, not a natural man. I'm talking about getting a handle on my flesh and putting it in subjection so that the Spirit can live in my life. You see, there's a difference between salvation and the life that God wants to give you in whole. And this is one of the things that we have to learn. And it is not easy, and I'm not beating anybody up, and I don't mean it that way. But you know what? We got to tell the truth. You know, a lot of people think that they can go cast out demons. But in fact, they can't cast out a midget demon. Amen? It's not that you can't do those things. Is that you will not go through the sanctification process of casting out your own demons before you try to cast out those demons. Do you get it? There's a lot of sins and things in our lives that are part of us just living in the world that cause us to not walk in the power because we won't turn away from the world and fully embrace God. But you know, I'm here to tell you that even though the church doesn't like to talk about it, that casting out demons is an average job for a good Christian. It's not a fearful thing. You walk out and you latch onto that head and you pray through and watch that little sucker run. It's real, the power that God will give you if you will receive the power He wants to give you. But the cost is the effort of getting to the place where He can. Amen? You're quiet now. Don't get quiet on me yet. I told you there's good news in this. I told you I'd give you the bad first. What's the bad news? It takes work. And all that's what I'm trying to tell you. You are not going to walk in the full glory of God by your halfway attitudes. By your compromising life. Amen? You have got to want more than anything to walk in God's glory, and it's up to you how far you go. I am not talking about your salvation. I am talking about the victorious life. How many people have noticed that most Christians do not walk a victorious life in Christ? Why? Because they're half in the world and half in the Lord. And depending on which way the wind blows, is which way they go. Why? They do not want to put the effort out it takes. They do not want to go through the pain it takes. Changing is painful. It hurts. I don't want to do the things that I do, but I do them because they're the things that I should do, and because above all, I want the victorious life that God has chosen for me. But if I would rather have a illicit sex once in a while, if I would rather have a drink once in a while, if I would rather have a drug of some kind once in a while, if I'd rather tell dirty stories once in a while and not bring my flesh into subjection, now I am not going to get the victorious life that God has chosen for me. Are you getting it? I am not talking about salvation. I am talking about God's will for you to have a victorious life. Jesus said, and this is what Jesus said. Jesus said, I have not come to just give you life, but to give you life abundantly. What does that mean? Full, overflowing in every area. You know, sometimes I walk around in my life and I'm so full, I'm bursting. You know what I mean? It's like I'm on explosive levels all the time. And I'm not high. And it's like I said, I don't even drink coffee anymore. I got the real thing going on in me. And it comes from me seeking and making decisions that are not easy, but they are ultimately good. What am I telling you? It takes work. It takes work and determination to work with God to complete the work. He will complete the work, but not if you are in opposition to Him. Do you get it? If you are opposing what you know He's telling you to do, then He has a hard time working through that. Because of all things, God is a gentleman. He's not going to make you do something. You have self-will. How many people know that you have self-will? What does that mean? You can do whatever you want if you want to. Well, I don't want to do what I want. You understand? Because I want the abundant life. In John chapter 14, help me God. In verse 11. This is Jesus. Remember Jesus. He's your Savior. He's the one that hung on the tree for you. He's the one that said that it is finished. Everything that I just spoke about is available to you. To you. Everybody put your finger in the air. Now put it on your chest. It's for you. Everything He did at the tree is for you. Alright. It says in verse 11, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. So you gotta believe that. They are one. Or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. You are saved. And if you are saved, you are the evidence of that work that He performed. You cannot deny it. It is true. It goes on to say, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these, because he will do, because I go to my Father. You know, this is the one I usually preach. This is the one that tells you, you can get to that place where you lay hands on the sick and they will get well. You can get to that place where you will speak to those demons and they will flee. You can do these things because God left that power here for you. If you will go through the steps of getting to that place where you receive them. Amen? But that is not even what I'm talking about. Although that is a great thing all by itself, and I stop right there, you would absolutely be fulfilled by that one verse. But I'm here to tell you that that is not even where I'm going. Where I'm going is further on. It says, and whatever you ask in my Father's name, in my name, that I will do that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. But now he qualifies love. And read the next line. It says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Are you getting that? You see, love can overwhelm everything. Real love can drive you to places you've never been. Real love can break down all the barriers, and real love will cause you to be obedient. And when that real love causes you to be obedient, then it says in the next verses, read it right here with me, and I will pray the Father, and He will give you another Helper, that He may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. Now I want to talk about this a minute. I want to talk about this promise. I want to talk about the fact that Jesus will pray for us. You see, I'm here to tell you today that just getting saved isn't enough. It is not enough. I would be backslidden if I was just saved. Amen? I have got to be infilled with His presence. I have got to be full to overflowing. I have got to have that comforter in me always talking to me, propelling me, doing those things that I need to do. And the way you get there is you take your life and you obey what God has to say. And you stay in prayer and you stay in closeness. Now let me define something to you right now. Some people talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But I want to talk to you about the infilling of the Holy Spirit. You see, there is definition in these 2 points that most Pentecostals do not get. My home, this building, discipleship, is filled with people, half tongue talkers, half not. Have they been baptized in the Holy Spirit? I guess so. But they sure haven't been infilled. It's quiet in here. What happened? I'm not here to take your joy. I'm here to show you the path to your joy. You see, you tell me you love Jesus, but He says if you love Him, this will be true. And He will pray for you. And He will send you that comforter that will be with you always. And now you will be infilled. I'm telling you, every day I get up, I am almost bursting. It is not a drug. It is Jesus, 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 Jesus. And it comes from me submitting my life wholly unto Him. And because I have submitted my life wholly unto Him, He keeps pouring in until I pooch out to almost bursting every day. You see, the fact is, I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, and I'm not going to argue with that thing, but I still was not infilled to overflowing. I did start praying, and I did have the evidence of other tongues in my prayer life, but I'm not even telling you that that's anything really great or special. I think you should get these things. But I'm telling you, of all the things that you need to get, is you need the infilling, which comes with the pure love of the belief and the love of God when you submit yourself wholly unto Him, and that's when the infilling really comes. You see, a lot of people in this room, you just got saved or you think about getting saved or whatever, and hey, praise the Lord, get saved. But that ain't enough. That ain't going to keep you straight. That ain't going to keep you walking on the path. That ain't going to keep you walking in the glory. You got to be infilled. You see, it's not enough to go to church and glory, hallelujah, and fall on the floor. That ain't nothing. I've done all those things and I count them as nothing. Because today I have been infilled and daily I walk in His glory. Now wouldn't it be better to just walk in His glory every day? Or would it be better that you go to church once a month and get touched? Are you getting it? Would it be better that it's only when you go to church or in a moment of praise and worship that you get the touch? Bang! There it is. Or would it be better that when you get up in the morning, you just woo, and you're on. No drugs, no coffee, no nothing, but you're there. Are you hearing me today? See, I want to talk about the whole thing, the real thing, not just a part of the thing. I don't want to just talk about it though. I want to show you a path to that thing. Are you understanding me? See, when I heard this morning, I started jumping off. Well, Brother Dominic, you read this 100 times in this room. I know. But that's the glory of the Word of God. Is there fresh inspiration and fresh revelation every day if you'll keep yourself in that place where you can receive. Amen? I get up, I pray every day whether I feel like it or not. I get up and I do the things I'm supposed to do whether I like it or not. Every day, I have learned one thing in my life, and that is to be faithful to the things of God. How many people want the infilling? Do you want that infilling of the power and presence of God in your life? Do you want it? Then the next question must be, how bad do you want it? Because depending on how bad you want it will determine whether you get it or not. Now don't get me wrong. Now people will talk about that they got baptized in the Holy Spirit and they felt that fullness and all that, and you know, that's wonderful. But that's a touch. You get it? That's a touch. Amen. Now you felt it, but do you feel it? You get it? Okay, you felt it. Hey, praise God. You now know what you're missing. But do you want it all the time? You see, everybody tells you the truth. I love Pentecostals. I love them. But sometimes they're so spiritual, they're not very practical. Amen? Oh, brother. No, there's got to be teachers to teach the truth. There's got to be preachers to preach the truth. It is not all about what He's done because He is finished. It is about what you do so you can be full. You understand? I'm going to tell you one of the first things. I'm going to give you some steps here to getting this infilling. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, I can't give you a time period because I don't know. It's happened to me for a long time now that these things are true. But you know what? Even though they are true for me, sometimes I forget certain things and I feel them fading. You understand? I mean, sometimes I am full and I stay full for a year or two at a time, and then I'll get sloppy in some of my habits. I won't pray quite like I should or read like I'm supposed to, and I feel myself just slipping. But I don't want to slip. So one of the first things that I must tell you that you must do is you must believe. Right? You must make yourself believe. What? Jesus and God are one. Let me tell you, there's a lot of people here in this room that they think that God the Father got the stick and Jesus Christ got the love. How many people know what I'm talking about? Right? And the Holy Spirit is just something that, you know, is there. But they are all one. You must believe in the Trinity. Okay? The Trinity is not a word, although it describes a person. You are made in your Father's image, and you are a triumphant being, just as God Almighty is. There is God the Father, which is the intellect. God the Son, which is the compassionate heart. And God the Holy Spirit, which is the arm of the Lord that does the work. He is like you are. You have a brain. Your heart causes you to move in certain ways. And then between the heart and the brain, it speaks to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit reaches out and does the work. God is one. God is one. You must believe in God as a total being. Amen? Number two, you must love Him above all, and let me put this in parentheses, especially you. Are you following me? What does that mean? That means that you must love Him above even your own life. See, a lot of people will say, I'm not going to let no man or no woman drag me down. I'm not going to let no drug or no alcohol drag me down. But the one that holds you up isn't none of those, it's you. You got to have what you got to have. You want what you want. And you're going to have it, and I'm sorry, God. I mean, I know you'll forgive me, but here it is. This is how it is. Hello? Hey, if the shoe fits, put it on. You know what I mean? I'm talking about walking in power. I'm talking about walking in fullness. You are a vessel to be holy unto God in a way that He can fill you. And if you still got a lot of you in there, He ain't got room for that overflowing bursting thing that I'm telling you about today. How many people think that might make sense? You got to get this, because you can have it, but you got to get it. Amen? Number three, this is one thing that you must be above all. Above all. You must be faithful. Faithful! No matter what you want, no matter what you think, you are faithful to God and the things of God. What does faithful mean? You live a lifestyle of being faithful to these things. See, I gave you the fact. I gave you the truth. It can be here for you. It's for you. God died on that cross to give this to you. But He said, I am finished. When these things manifest in your life, then, in His time, you will be infilled to overflowing. Daily. People, I'm here telling you today that God can do anything with anybody. It's God, it's not you. I'm here telling you today that God wants to infill you. I'm here telling you today that God wants to do this for you. I'm here telling you today that if you will learn these things, that He will pray for you, that you be infilled. I am not down on the Holy Spirit baptism. I'm not denying it in any way. But I'm telling you, that is a touch. And I've seen people get baptized in the Holy Spirit where they're giddy for days. Amen? But it goes away. How many people know what I'm talking about? You get used to it. It's a common thing. It's like, oh well, there it was and there it went. But I'm not talking about that. Because Jesus says, I have not come to give you life, but I have come to give you abundant life. I have not come to just enable you to get off the things that you've done wrong in your life. I have come to give you the things that will make you be powerful in your life. I have not come just so that you're happy when you're at church. I have come so that you can be full, totally, all your life. You see, I'm here telling you that the path is written in the Word of God. I don't write these things. But I dig, and 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 I pray, and I pray, and I pray, and I seek who? My dad. My best friend. The man that's in my life. You know what? There should never be a doubt when anybody meets you who the man is in your life. And everybody that knows me, they may not like me. I'm too gruff. I'm too this. I'm just, shut up! You understand? I am not here to pet you. I am here to teach you. I'm not here to make it all cute and foo-foo-y so that you can slink around the corner and go back to what you were doing. I come to speak the Word boldly into your life so that your life will dramatically change and you will rule the world instead of the world ruling you. When you that are with me for years leave, people will follow you because of the fullness and the infilling that's in you, not from me, but from Him who sent me to you. See, God sends people to be in your life, and you got to quit looking at them just like they're people. They are messengers sent from God to teach you how to be all you can be. And I am nothing. And I know I'm not. I have the most humble of origins. I have had the most dreadful life imaginable. Amen? And the reason why He sent me is because I am willing. The question is, are you? People, I'm telling you today, how can you lose if Jesus is praying for you? How can you lose if you are in that place where He prays to His Father to send the Holy Spirit and infill you in your life? You see, you can't lose. But it's up to you what you do with your life. You see, you are self-willed. I tell God sometimes I pray really stupid prayers. Oh, Dominic. Yeah, stupid. I'll be the first one to say, dumber than a box of rocks. I pray, God, take me out of me. Take my self-will out of me. I would much rather just be a robot. It would be better for me. Are you hearing me? And I mean it. And He knows my heart is that's what I mean. Why? Because sometimes I have pride issues that flare up. Sometimes I got anger issues that flare up. Sometimes I got this. I got flares on my flares. It would be better for me that He would just turn me into a robot so I could just walk in all the blessings that He has for me. But no. I have to make myself be these things. And the truth is, so do you. You see, people, I want everybody that ever comes through this place to be dynamically changed, not by me, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen? I want everybody not just walk into this room and feel good for a moment, but walk out with their head spinning. Okay, I got it. I can do it. I see the path. You see, I'm telling you today that you can do it. You don't think you can, and you're right. You can, but you and Jesus can. And that's good that you know you can't, but it's better when you know that through Christ all things are possible. You see, I don't come in this room every day and preach my heart out because somebody gives me a big fat check every month. My check is every morning when I get up and God infills me afresh and empowers me in my life. You can't give me that paycheck. I did it 4.5 years free, and I do it 100 years free, and I don't care. And if people don't understand that, that's on you. That's not on me. I'm here to tell you today that if you want God to pray for you and give you that infilling that you've been wanting all your life, how many people want it? Well, then number one, you must believe in the Trinity. And Jesus and God are one. That is a truth. You must believe it in your heart. You must know that you know that you know that you know that you got to quit thinking that there's three people. There are three in one, although there are three separate parts. Amen? Amen. You must learn to believe that God loves you. He doesn't have a stick. Did you get that? He don't have one. He loves you. Because He, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are one. You must learn to love Him above all. I said learn. I said learn. I said learn. I said learn. We get to learn. I told you I wanted to be a robot. I can't be one. So I got to learn how to be a submitted vessel. Amen? You got to learn to love Him above all. Especially yourself. I ain't even talking about everybody else. You get it? Because everybody else you can displace, but you got to displace you. That's a bigger issue than the rest of it. And number three, you must become faithful to God and the things of God. They must be number one in your life. And when this happens, and you pray, then He will pray. And then you will become infilled to overflowing. And you will walk in that anointing daily because you and Him will now be one. You understand? You can have this. It's for you. It's up to you. You get it? You can do this thing. You can do this thing. God would never make a promise that you cannot fulfill. God knows you. God knows your heart. God knows your capabilities. And God knows you can do it. But it's up to you. Hey, praise the Lord. You're saved. Hallelujah. You got your fire insurance in. But that doesn't mean you still won't live hell on earth. But God didn't come to give you hell on earth. God came to give you the abundant life on earth. It's up to you what you do with your life. And today, this day, I want you to understand that right now, it's up to you what you do with your life. Amen? You want it? You can have it. But it's up to you. Father, I just ask you today that above all, that you just touch every person in this room, God. That God, that they see the path, that the truth is they can have it, but they also see the things that we must go through to get there, Lord. God, let it be that we understand that it's not going to happen overnight. But that, Lord, we put ourselves on that path so that we might have that abundant life, God, that you promised. Help us to go through all these things so that we might become that one that walks with you in your glory daily, Lord, as you pour in. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said,
Amen.
Amen.